wake up.
Alive in Clyde.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
1 out of 7 women have lost their wedding ring. 1 out of 4 men. 280-1025. We just want to hear your lost wedding ring stories. You know, what happened?
Yes.
How'd you deal with it?
It's a conversation I never want to have.
Nope, me neither. Lucky not to have so far. I don't think she'd freak out that much, but I just don't want to. I just don't want to see the look of disappointment. I don't want to tell her. I just.
And I don't want to go ring shopping.
I don't either.
What are you looking for? Same thing. Do you not have my order from years ago?
Or do you have a cheaper version?
Yes.
280-1025. Alex, you've never lost it.
Yes, no, but I forget it a lot. And I work with my wife at a high school. We're both teachers. And so... It's just a stock black titanium ring, and she calls me out on it all the time. And so what I did was I spent 20 minutes one day, I forgot it, and I'm like, she's going to get at me. She didn't notice it at first. She's going to get at me by the time we leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a paper ring out of a sticky note, and I colored it with a Sharpie.
Yes! What a great idea.
And... I wore it, and I'm like, there's no way this is going to work. I can't believe it. And I kid you not, on the way home, she looks at me and says, where's your ring? I didn't see it this morning. I'm like, this is it. I'm busted. Show her. Stick my hand up. I'm driving. Hold my hand up. She says, that's so weird. I could have sworn I didn't see it this morning.
Bravo. Well done.
To this day, she does not know.
Wow. Well done. That worked. I can't believe it either. Thanks.
I keep it in my drawer just in case.
All right.
Hey, good idea.
Thanks, Alex. You have a great
day.
Melissa, you're telling on your husband?
I'm telling on my husband.
Oh, so your husband has lost his ring?
Twice.
Oh, boy. Okay, what happened? How did he lose
it? Okay, first time he's working out of town, he loses it at the hotel.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it just sounds wrong all the way around.
It sure does, yes.
And when he came home, I mean, his head was hanging low. He was pretty pathetic telling me.
I bet.
But he had the cleaning service. He had friends from that town go look for it. And nobody could find it. So, and he even opened up the register cover in the hotel room. It was pretty sad.
Oh, man. I would, too. I don't even know.
And that was the original ring from 1986.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time, we're starting to build our house, and it's fresh farmland.
Uh-huh.
And he sets his ring on his truck to put his gloves on or something. And he goes and does a bunch of things, and then he just drives off. And so another ring, this one a little fancier, a little nicer, it's on our land somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And still can't find it. But then the third time, he lost the stone out of it.
Uh-huh.
The third ring, he lost the stone, but thankfully he found it.
Luckily, yes. Because I was going to say, next time it's a Cracker Jack box
at some point,
right?
Uh-huh.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. I've got a bread twist tie.
Thank you, Melissa. You take care. Bye.
Yep.
And Chris, hi.
Hi.
So you were in a wedding.
Yep, I was maid of honor.
And what happened with the ring?
Immediately after the wedding, we're in the limo on the way to the first bar, and the groom loses his ring.
Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, we weren't even drinking beforehand, so there's no excuse there, but it was gone. It was just gone.
Oh, no. And he didn't find it, I take it? Nowhere? Nothing?
We dug through the limo, and we did not find it.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a quickie wedding. It was like a $50 Walmart special, but,
but
it still was gone.
Yeah, the day of. Barely had it on long at all at that point. That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Chris. You take care. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.